Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. It's another time to be in the presence of the Lord, and indeed, we can all testify to the fact that the Lord has been good and kind to us. So I want you, in whatever capacity that you find yourself in this morning, I want you to just offer a sacrifice of praise. If you can dance, dance. If you can sing, regardless of whatever you can use, to just say, God, you are good. God, I thank you. I want you to do that this morning, and I want you to appreciate the King of Glory. If you're listening to me for the first time and you are just joining us, I would like to specially welcome you. This is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep, deep revelation in the Word of God. If you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to grab your pens, your Bibles, and of course your journals, and let's dive into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 18th day in the month of March 2025. It's a beautiful Tuesday, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, The Lord of Hosts. The Lord of Hosts. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 18. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Judges from chapter 14 to chapter 16. Judges from chapter 14 to chapter 16. Our memory verse is taken from Isaiah chapter 47 verse 4. Isaiah chapter 47 verse 4, which says, As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the only one of Israel. Isaiah chapter 47 verse 4, As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the only one of Israel. Our Bible reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 51 from verse 15 to verse 16. Isaiah chapter 51 from verse 15 to verse 16. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 15 it reads, For I am the Lord your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord Almighty is his name. I have put my words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand. I, who said the book of Psalm 24 from verse 7 to 10, God is the Lord of hosts, the commander-in-chief of all hosts in heaven, on earth, and underneath the earth. Even the devil operates within the confines of what he allows, as we see in the book of Job. God can deal with any number of demons, be it one as in Mark 1 from verse 23 to verse 27, 7 as in Luke 8 from verse 1 to 3, or a legion as in Mark chapter 5 from verse 2 to 20. If there are any demonic forces interfering with your life, they will be put to shame in Jesus' name. Amen. I used to say that the Lord of Hosts never loses a battle, but recently he corrected me and said, "Son, I can choose to lose a battle to win a war. I can never lose a war." Sometimes the Lord of Hosts, in his divine wisdom, can choose to lose a battle because there is a greater war to win. For example, he allowed the devil to touch Job's possessions and health because he wanted to showcase the excellency of his power. In another example, Pharaoh's magicians did the same things Moses and Aaron did when they first confronted Pharaoh. However, it got to the point where they were terrified and declared, "This is the finger of God." Like we see in Exodus chapter 8, verse 19, God permitted Pharaoh to remain stubborn so that he could reveal his mighty hand, like we see in Romans chapter 9, verse 17. While Stephen was being stoned, Saul watched and the devil rejoiced, not knowing that the agent he used to oversee the attacks would later become a major general in God's army. God had a bigger picture. He planned to use Saul to wreak havoc on the kingdom of hell, and he succeeded. The Lord of Hosts wins every war. No matter how terrible things get, when he steps on the scene, everything will align in favor of his beloved children. No wonder Paul said, "And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose," like we see in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Beloved, the Lord of Hosts isn't just a mighty man in battle. He is also the only wise God, like we see in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. He can rearrange things to suit his purpose, even the worst of situations. Trust him to use whatever unpleasant situation that exists in your life for your good and for his glory. Today's open heaven comes with a key point that says, the Lord of Hosts never loses a war. He arranges everything to suit his purpose. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any message you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceready.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.